Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Put your hands together for Calvary. For the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm grateful that Jesus is alive and well, and he lives on the inside of all believers. And I think if he's on the inside of you, there ought to be some life in you to give him praise and glory. Certainly want to thank God for these songs at this time of the year that our choir has ministered to our hearts. Did not they bless our hearts? Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Since I met Jesus, I don't know about you, but there's been a burning on the inside. Hallelujah. Since I met Jesus, there's been a burning. Such a burning deep down within. And he holds me with his unseen power, and he keeps me from all sin, and he changes me. From day to day, listen. As I walk, I'll walk alone. He changed this old soul of mine, makes me wanna run on, shout hallelujah, right to the end. How many of you know his yoke is easy? And his yoke is easy. His yoke is easy. And his burdens are light. His burdens are light. And if I walk where he leads me,
he
leads. I know I'll always be right. Yeah, I'll cherish this race. Yeah. Make it home one day. Yeah, his yoke is easy. How many of you know his yoke is easy? And his burdens are light. His burdens are light. Yeah. When just walk where he leads me. I know I'll always be right. Yeah, I'll cherish. I'm gonna cherish this race. Keep running with haze, and by God's grace, I know I'll make it. I'll make it home someday. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. You'll stand to your feet and get your word out. Turn them to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. I want to speak this word in your hearing today. Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth against to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that thou and thy seed may live. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. This word is about choices. Every day of our lives, we make choices. The choices we make today will affect us not only today, but in the future. It's important to understand how your choices affect you in every sense of the word. The small choices, not so small choices, large choices alike, they all have corresponding consequences. One of the things that I want you to understand, though historically this word was for Israel, Moses is speaking prophetically, and it's not only for Israel, but it's for the believers today to understand and to comprehend what God is saying in this message. Moses is getting ready to leave the scene. This is the fifth book of the law called the Pentateuch. And Moses, in this book of Deuteronomy, is revisiting the covenant relationship with the people of God, reminding them in the fourth chapter of their statutes to remember, and the promises of God in chapter 11 and verse, and chapter 27 and chapter 28, all before he gets to chapter 30. And he's dealing with them, understanding their role and responsibility as it relates to their choices. He reminds them that God is holding them to a higher standard than the other nations of the world. They are God's chosen people in covenant relationship with God. They are the people of God whom the Lord himself has entered into covenant with them. He has promised to do some things, but he's holding them responsible for doing what they are supposed to do. And my brothers and sisters, many times we blame God for our covenant issues. When God said he'll do this or he'll do that, sometimes when it doesn't happen when we think it ought to happen, we think that God has backed up on his promise. But I got news for you. He's already declared he's not a man that he should lie. If there is an issue, here's a helpful holy hint. Check yourself. Check your choices. See what you have said. See what you have done. See how that has affected your covenant relationship. One of the things, again, you will note that as Moses is getting ready to leave the scene, he's going to die. God's going to bury him so that the children of Israel don't take his bones over into the promised land, because God spoke to Moses, told him to speak to the rock that the water might come forth. But he got mad, agitated, and aggravated by the people and their issues. He struck the rock, and water came forth, but it wasn't the way God wanted it. He wanted him to speak it and watch the fulfillment of God's word unfold right before their eyes. I've learned you can let folk, if you want to, get you to the point where you disobey God. You can let folk make you mad, agitated, and aggravated because they want to act up. You've got to realize you are committed to God and responsible to God and will answer to God. And Moses recognized that, and he's reminding the people with a sense of urgency and immensity in his message, get yourselves together. Now look at what he says. In verse 15, he reminds them that God puts before them life and good and death and evil. Then when you join that down with verse 19, you'll see that he adds blessing and cursing. Now, if you look at this, and I think it's important for you to understand, because as Moses used contrast, heaven and earth, this is what God said. He said life and death. He says good and evil. He says blessings and cursing. Now, at the end of that, he says, choose life. Make the choice to live the way God wants you to live, at the level of blessings, at the level of obedience, at the level of prosperity, at the level of walking in his word, will, and way, that all things will be well with you. Listen at this, because when he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, he's talking about a call to respond. A call to respond. Now here's the sense here. This word record comes out of the issue of jurisprudence. It is a legalistic word, record or record. God is saying one day you're going to have to answer in judgment. When that day comes, I'm going to remind you that Moses told you what I said. And I'm going to call heaven and earth as a witness against you. And I'm going to pronounce final judgment. And there will not be an appeals court. When I make my judgment, it will be final. And so when you recognize, you can't say that no one told you, because he'll say, come here, heaven. Testify on the day in question. What did I tell Moses to tell his people? And he'll say, sir, that you set life and death, blessing and cursing before the people, and you told them to choose life. And when they come up with whatever answer it's going to be, God says he will have earth to come and be the backup witness. And the same will hold true. And whatever your end will be, listen, it will be because of your choice. So again, I'm going to have heaven and earth to call and respond. But then he talks about choices are required in the same verse, because he makes clear that life, listen, is a choice. Now, this is interesting because he's not talking about birth, because they were already born. They were already here. So what life is he talking about? I'm glad you asked. He's talking about a spiritual life. He's talking about life in relationship with God, in understanding the life that God wants them to have. Continue to understand that in this choice, Moses is speaking prophetically, because it comes all the way down to Calvary and Jesus Christ being the ultimate choice of life for mankind, for us today. But there again, it began with helping the children of Israel to understand God's plan. Then thirdly, he tells them, as he counsels them, to choose life, so that he counsels them and he registers it. Why is that important? Because Moses is giving them a helpful, holy hint as to what they should do. You know, there are a whole lot of folk act like they know what to do, and yet many times they don't know what to do, which way to turn, what to say, how to go. They need a leader. And Moses steps up and says, choose life. So, well, I'm already living. But the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends there are the ways of death. You think you're living life, doing what you're doing, going where you're going, acting the way you're acting. All of the things that go contrary to the word and the will and the way of God, you think you've got life. You think you're on top. But what you don't understand is the world keeps on turning. And the stuff that you're trusting in, believing in, the friends that you think you have, the folk you think are on your side, you're going to see as life keeps on turning, things aren't as they appear. And so he wants you to have true life, the source of life, God himself, to be that we trust and depend on. And so he says, choose life. But then listen to what he says. In that he says, blessings and curses. So my choice is life or death, good or evil, blessings and curses. Now let me just tell you something about blessings and curses, because everybody say they want blessings, but they don't want to do nothing for them. Matter of fact, even the sinner want to be blessed. People, high people, low people, rich people, poor people, educated people, uneducated, etc. Everybody want to be blessed. I don't know nobody that don't want to be blessed. That may exist some, but I don't know them. But listen at this. God says you choose blessings or cursings. Now, what I left out was you can only choose one on each line. If you choose life, you can't choose and death. It's or death. If you choose good, you can't choose evil with it. Those are just the choices. If you choose blessings, you can't choose curses. They don't go together. But there's some folk, and I know you know them, who will bless you one minute and curse you the next one. James 3:10 says, out of the mouth proceeded blessings and cursings. Brethren, talking about church folk, God's folk, the people of God, those things ought not so to be. You can't be hollering, praise the Lord, done stepped on my foot, done knocked my head off, done what? You can't be on one side 1 minute and on the other side the other minute. That suggests that you got two different entities functioning on the inside of you. And I got news for you. If Satan is on the inside you, God ain't in you. One can't dwell with the other. So it's got to be one way or the other. And so we got to make up our mind what side we really want. If you look at life, good, and blessings on one side, on the other side is death, evil, and cursings. There's a light side and a dark side. There's a right side and a wrong side. The choice is yours. Listen, I know we all have made mistakes. Matter of fact, I just want to see the hands of people who will be real. Have you ever done anything you were sorry you did? Have you ever made some choices you wish you wouldn't have made? Have you ever made your mind up and did something you knew was not what God wanted you to do, but you did it anyhow? Okay, I just wanted to keep us honest here. We made some bad choices. But what we don't understand is sometimes it don't take but one bad choice to mess up the rest of our lives. Sometimes what you don't realize is when your life is all messed up, it don't take but one right choice to straighten it out. Take the prodigal son. He made one bad choice that sent him on a downward spiral. When he got down as low as he could go, he came to himself. And he realized that the reason he was not in a palace but in a pig's pen is because of the choice he made to get his goods and take his journey in a far country and spend all of his money with riotous living, but bowed down on his luck. He thought about what he left behind. And he said, how many hired servants have my father? And I perish with want. He said, I will get myself together. And he made one choice. He said, I will go back to my father and say to my father, Father, I have sinned. I have sinned and am no longer against heaven and against thee, and am no longer worthy to be thy son, but make me as one of thy